Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now, the advantages of canned foods have long been recognised. They are a fast, convenient and inexpensive alternative to sourcing sometimes fresh fruits and vegetables. But little has been known about the nutritional value of these foods until now. So we thought we'd get Sarah Colley on the line, Nutrition Manager of Heinz, What Is New Zealand and Australia. And in a time where we're all been encouraged to eat more fruit and vegetables, a new study just shows that nutritional content of canned peaches are as good as fresh and in some respects better. So to tell us more about it, we've got Sarah on the line. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good, thank you.
I tell you what, it's a very interesting study that you're looking at there, and tell us a little bit more about what you found.
It is quite interesting. I think the main thing with this study is it does, as you said, you know, at a time when we're encouraging people to eat more fruit and vegetables, it just provides that little bit more reassurance. So what happened with the study is they looked at fresh peaches, and they also looked at canned peaches, and they picked some key nutrients, and obviously they didn't test every single nutrient, but they picked some key ones that are really good markers of the nutritional status of the food.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at them in the canned and in the fresh, and they compared them, and what they found was there was comparable levels and often higher levels in the canned product. And then another factor they looked at was 3 months down the line. So they stored them and then tested them again and found that the nutrients were actually still there. So I think what this sort of does for us is offers consumers that reassurance that if they are wondering about, you know, I'm having a canned, but am I making a compromise? Well, actually, no, you're still getting those nutritional benefits as well as that convenience and availability and ease to store things.
So how does the canning process help lock in the nutritional value of the food?
Well, some of these nutrients were actually found in higher levels in the canned, which seems completely confusing because how on earth could something in a can end up with more of the nutrients? And what the study proposed was that it actually make them more bioavailable, so they sort of become unlocked during the processing. And the other thing is when they're in a can, so what happens in the canning process is the fruit is harvested and then it's taken and then it's graded. It's then prepared to go in the can, so whether that's chopped or diced or cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into the can with the juice or whatever else is going in there with it. It's sealed. And then it's actually cooked in the can. So anything that's in the can is locked in the can. So I think this sort of shows that, you know, there's no goodness lost. It's still there when you open your can and you consume it. It's there ready for you. It sort of hasn't disappeared like many people think it has. So it's just sort of confirmed that this, I guess we could say it sort of seals in the goodness whilst it's in that can.
So are there other products that you could recommend? That are they all done the same way, the same for beans? Is that how they're done?
The same as the peaches?
Yeah.
The canning process?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's generally done the same. So, and I think consumers sort of forget about the canning process, and I think people and generations that used to preserve, which seems to be lost a bit now, are really familiar with the canning because basically it's a different type of preserving. And so it kind of follows the same mechanism for most fruit and vegetables that get canned, the process that I just talked about. And they generally get cooked in the can at a temperature that's high enough to actually cook the product, and it's also high enough to prevent any further spoilage. It sterilises the can. So that way we don't actually need any preservatives in the canning process. So people often wonder, gosh, how can it stay, you know, how can it be shelf stable for 2 years? And it's because of that heat it's actually sterilised the can.
There you go. Look, Sarah, thank you very much for joining us. I actually now want to go to the office and grab a tin of canned corn. I could live on corn.
Oh, really? How do you eat your corn?
Oh, I love corn. But look, thank you very much for joining us today, and very interesting information there, and we'll chat to you again some other time.
Great, thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.